The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Are aliens real? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Freedom@charliekirk.com. And also, Chip Roy joins us to talk about the southern border invasion. Become a member. Become a member at members.charliekirk.com. People are joining very fast. Here is the offer. It goes till Monday for the next 500 people. That's right. 500 people who become members. You get my hot sauce for free. Hear that, Daisy? Members.charliekirk.com. 500. All right. It's happening very quick. And you also can hear exclusive conversation like this one with Tucker Carlson. Enjoy.
Humility empowers you. It's also that's the sad thing is they miss. When you say, I'm sorry, or I was wrong.
Makes you happier, too.
100%. When you tell the truth about yourself, you know, to the extent you can see it, it's kind of hard to see ourselves, and like we're not always accurate in the way we understand ourselves, but to the extent that you can, to say, this is who I really am, once you stop lying, you're filled with this weird supernatural power. That is totally true. And they should try that because you're not hiding all the time. Oh, man, I hope they never find out I'm an alcoholic or secretly gay or was behind the Iraq war. It's like everyone already knows. Just say it out loud. Like the people who love you will love you anyway. It's not – do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And they're so afraid.
Also, listen to the end of this episode for a special giveaway opportunity. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is one of my favorite members of Congress. He loves the Constitution and fights for it every single day, Congressman Chip Roy. Congressman, I'm play one of the pieces of tape from you with Mayorkas. We'll go from there. Play cut 100.
You look straight at the American people, straight at me, straight at every person on this committee, and said, we have operational control. Why?
Congressman, 2 points. One, you did not let me complete my answer. Two, the Secure Fence Act defines operational control as not a single individual crosses the border.
I'm aware. I read it, and I read it to you, and you read it, and in fact, you said, I do. You didn't hesitate. You didn't say, I do. I need to explain what I mean by I do. You said, I do, over and over again.
Chip Roy is with us. Congressman, I'm with you. I would have been even more heated. This guy's a traitor to the United States. He wants open borders. He thinks he's doing a great job. It's time to impeach him. Congressman Chip Roy.
Well, thanks for having me on, Charlie. Yeah, we had an interesting hearing yesterday where we were making very clear to the American people that the administration, and he's at the top of the Homeland Security Department, that has no intent to follow the law to actually secure the border of the United States and to follow the laws, as I was describing with the Secure Fence Act, to stop the flow. And I pointed out that he did look at the camera 15 months ago when I posed that question and put the statute in front of him and said, do you have operational control? And he said, I do. Then he went on to testify differently to other committees because he realized he'd stepped in. My point is, they're lying. They're lying over and over again. And they're not just lying under oath, which is, of course, an enormous problem and impeachable. He's lying on purpose to the American people, and he's using a shell game to try to say, oh, don't worry, the numbers are going down. That's a lie, because they're using parole, running people through the ports of entry with this one app, which a number of my colleagues asked about, and they're doing that intentionally to drive the numbers up, make it look like price is going down. Now, to be clear, there were still 150,000 apprehensions last month. Charlie, We have human beings, Americans that are dying, human beings, migrants that are dying, cartels empowered, China empowered. It's insane. It's got to end. That's why today I made very clear I will support no appropriation. I will fight every appropriation that funds the Department of Homeland Security until we pass H.R. 2 through the Senate, the president signs it, and we remove Mayorkas.
Yeah, I mean, separate issue, which I'm not, you know, going to dive too deep with you. Why is Greg Abbott putting up with this? Why have we not sent 100,000 of Texas's best, train them, give them weapons, and secure the border? I don't understand it. It's the Texas attitude and Texas fighting spirit doesn't seem to still be there. What can Congress do, though? Is there agreement with your colleagues, not just cutting off the funding, but time to impeach Mayorkas?
Well, first, I think we are building a effort, right, as heading into September, when there will undoubtedly be a conflict over the funding of government. We want to make clear that securing the border is a baseline. It is a bare minimum if you want to consider funding the government any further. We're going to make that very clear. On the impeachment point, we have made progress. There were some people who were skeptical who I think have gotten there, but there are still a few whole Republicans who are saying, well, this isn't a high crime and misdemeanor. Look, Charlie, you and I are both faithful followers of the Constitution.
Yes.
I do not take this up cavalierly.
I know you do.
I wrote a piece in National Review in which I outlined what I believe is the case. I believe he has broken the public trust. He has violated his oath. He is failing to follow the laws. And importantly, he lied under oath. This is not maladministration, although I can argue maladministration is still subsumed into high crimes and misdemeanors. There are some scholars who'd say so. But even putting that aside, it is a high crime and misdemeanor to lie under oath, and it's a high crime and misdemeanor to not follow the law Congress passed and to do so intentionally. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. And so it's just, I want to play another piece of tape here. He wants open borders. I hope everyone understands the American Democrat Party believes this is a success. It's an accomplishment to get as many foreigners as possible into your country. It's a race. It's a race to change America. It's a race to make us a third world country. They're proud of it. They brag about it. In fact, he says it. Mayorkas says this under oath. And I'm trying to find the piece of tape here, but Mayorkas says that he thinks he's doing a wonderful job. And yeah, this is right here. Okay, yeah. Play cut 85. I'm incredibly proud of the work that is performed at DHS. He thinks it's the best that's ever been. Play cut 85.
Secretary Mayorkas, you must resign. Will you resign?
No, I will not. I am incredibly proud of the work that is performed.
I understand.
In the Department of
Secretary Mayorkas, if you will not resign, that leaves us with no other option. You should be impeached.
And so that's a good sign. But just build this out, Congressman. It must just make you mad. It just drives me insane. They don't want what we want. They want something different. They want third world America. Congressman Chip Roy.
No, you're right, Charlie. And just one quick comment with respect to him saying how proud he is of the Border Patrol agents and the people that work for him. How can you be proud of people that you knowingly went to the microphone and lied and accused of racism, accused of whipping people that they did not whip? I ask him that question because we have evidence that he had an email 2.5 hours before he went to the microphone indicating that the photographer and everyone present knew they didn't whip anyone. This is the kind of individual we're dealing with. And I want to be clear, we had someone in front of a hearing a couple of weeks ago, to your point, who identified and he unfortunately lost his son to an illegal immigrant. And that was about 10 years ago. He got 42 days in jail. And when Mayorkas was the head of USCIS under Obama, he resisted deporting the guy. He resisted removing the guy from the country. They don't want to. They don't believe it. Okay. Now you've got the secretary, the president, the entire administration who want this to be a wide open border. They believe in a new world liberal order. They've said so. Mm-hmm. They want to remake America.
Yes.
And by the way, this has nothing to do with brown, black, white. This has nothing to do with race. They always want to make it race.
I totally
it has
agree.
To do with the rule of law. It has to do with the Hispanic Americans, Hispanic Border Patrol agents, Hispanic Texans who are sick of being taken for granted, sick of the lawlessness, sick of the fentanyl, sick of the cartels. They get it. This has nothing to do with race. Democrats try to make it so they want to break down the rule of law because they know it's what sets America apart from the rest of the world.
No, that's so smart. By the way, 7 million people have illegally entered America as trespassers, criminals, since Joe Biden has become president of the United States. That's a guesstimation. We don't even know. Congressman, you're right. And the proof is that when you go down, for example, when I go down to Yuma, which I try to make an annual visit down to the border, I live here in Arizona, there's over 100 different passports and visas that are dropped in the drop zone, right? So they have identification and they drop it before they cross because they don't want our government to know who they are. So there's literally, just so if you have not been to the border or seen what's happening, it's so maddening. There's hundreds of different, not hundreds, but there's thousands of different passports and 100 different countries. Azerbaijan, I thought we were supposed to hate Russia, tons of Russians coming into our country, Chinese, Indonesia, you know, Kenya. It's an international thing. The left uses the race card as a way to try to terminate our opposition to open borders. Final thoughts, Congressman Chip Roy.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And it's what the American people are sick of. And just to bring this and crystallize it to the moment, we're about to break into August. We're going to come back, and then government funding is going to run out at the end of September. I believe that the Republican leadership is going to want to try to pursue impeachment of President Biden for the corruption that we know exists now. We've gone over it, and you've gone over it. That is a worthy path to go pursue, right, based on everything we're learning. But we cannot forget our duty to secure the border, stop the lawlessness at the FBI, end the weaponization of government. But as it relates to the border, we are losing our country because we're losing the rule of law. We have a duty to stop it, and I'm going to make this an absolute battle cry heading into spending season. We got to hold Mayorkas accountable and use the power of the purse to force change.
Congressman Chip Roy, keep fighting. You're terrific. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Look, I'll be honest. Why has the Texas state government put up with this for so long? Ignore the Department of Justice. Ignore the Department of Homeland Security. Mobilize 100,000 Texans. Figure it out. Texas Rangers. Give them weapons. Give them handcuffs, helicopters, drones. Honestly, you know, we hear this, oh, yeah, you know, Texas tough. I've seen none of that Texas tough. I've seen none of it. I've seen Texas wimpy. That's what I've seen. Millions of people have invaded Texas, and we get like something in a river. Like, oh, yeah, we have a barrier in a river. Weak. It's weak. Governor Abbott has been a big failure in this regard. And I know a lot of you, oh, Charlie, we're so tough in Texas. You guys got to start proving it. It's a lot of talk. Love Texas to death. Love it. You guys have made a mockery of the southern border. This is a state's issue. The federal government hates America. Why is Texas putting up with it? Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. And we want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial, who I use for my wealth management future, develop a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide to pivoting into the new chapter of Life with Purpose, visit PaxFG.com/Charlie. That is PaxFG.com/Charlie. PaxFG.com/Charlie. So look, let me just build this out. Texas should secure the border. The federal government will sue, and maybe a judge rules against you. Just ignore the judge. That's what the left does all the time. That's what they do with sanctuary cities. When a state sovereignty comes first, the states created the federal government. The federal government did not create the states. The federal project is a federation of states, the United States of America. So if a state is being invaded, by the way, there's invasion clauses in Texas. Texas was once its own sovereign country. They have to take care of themselves. If the federal government is actively betraying the needs, wants, and interests of Texas, Texas has to go do what Texas needs to do, period. And by the way, we have sanctuary city states where they just defy federal law. They did this with marijuana as well, where they just decide to have their own laws and their rules against federal edicts on marijuana, carve-outs. So the left has never been interested in uniformity, except when it comes to open borders. They want a non-stop flow of foreigners coming into the country. Again, this is a big fight. Greg Abbott is obviously not up for it. Yeah, he's a sweet guy. He's done good, more good than bad. He's not up for it. This, of course, would trigger a constitutional crisis. Good. So people say, well, that's dramatic. You know what's dramatic? 7 million illegals, foreigners, criminals coming into our country. 7 million people. Is that enough to motivate you? Should. Not to mention the child sex trafficking, the drugs, the fentanyl. 10 million people that will have illegally broken into America by the end of Joe Biden's term. Is that not enough to say, hey, we're being invaded if the federal government has now proven, after more than 2.5 years, 2.5 years, do we not take matters into our own hands? We should. Again, it's just not saying anything like, hey, just get out of the way, DOJ. Get out of the way, DHS. States' rights. Here we are. What is the answer to the moral question when a state is being actively undermined by the federal government? Some people say, well, Charlie, how is that in the Constitution? That's exactly in the Constitution, the 10th Amendment. If your state is being bombarded and invaded and the federal government is allowing it to happen, the state must take control, period. You don't have to overthink it, especially as we have now 10 million foreigners, illegals, just waltzing right in. And, you know, I hear a lot of talk, oh, Texas is so tough and all this. Someone says, Charlie, why are you ragging on Texas about their border so much? You're living in a border state. You're doing nothing about trying to slow immigration. Well, Katie Hobbs, man, I don't know what to tell you. Don't throw stones, Charlie, and Arizonans are doing nothing and won't with the illegitimate governor you have. Gibby from Marietta. Yeah, that's a great email. Joseph, you're 100% right about Texas. Yep. And by the way, when Republicans were in charge of Arizona, they want nothing to do with it either. Republicans just want it to get better. Republicans want illegal immigration. They just want it slower. Kerry Lakewood, a blown up cartel tunnels. Where is the declaration of invasion? Just see a lot of happy talk here. I don't see action. This is the whole ball game. Kamala Harris, we must create a pathway to citizenship. Play cut 29.
And while we will fight to support immigrants and to protect DACA recipients, there is no substitute for action by Congress. Congress must create a pathway to citizenship for dreamers, individuals with temporary protected status, and for farm workers.
They want mass legalization. They want mass amnesty. And by the way, they're not immigrants. They're criminals. They're vigilantes. They're border jumpers. They're line cutters. You know, one of the things that frustrates me the most is this kind of romantic. It's like we must romanticize the criminal. Oh, you know, they just want a better life. I don't like looting. Do you? Someone loots for a better life. Should we put up with that? And someone breaks into somebody's home because they want a bigger home. Should we put up with that? Oh, they're just trying to do what's best for their kids. But you're breaking the law. They know it's wrong too. Every last one of them know that they're illegally breaking into America, a country they were not born. By the way, if these are such wonderful people, they're dreamers, go dream in Nicaragua. Go improve Mexico. You guys haven't done that. Oh, no, you want to go into America and take our jobs, lower wages, and then the Democrat Party wants to use you as a perpetual political pawn. Ah, I see. Media Research Center has reported 98% of the mainstream media coverage has been focusing on the plight of immigrants, and the word illegal never appears in stories. Why does the word illegal not appear? This is why. Play cut 12.
You know, we in the Department of Homeland Security, I issued a memo very early on that we would not use the term illegal alien. When speaking of these individuals, we use the term non-citizen.
Non-citizen. Yeah, of course. Romanticize the criminal. That is the left. They're not looters. They're fighters for social justice. They're not immigrants. They're criminals. They're border jumpers. They're vigilantes. They're line cutters. They're cheaters. And they should all be deported. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Do you believe in our founders' vision for America, that our republic will only survive if we are an educated and informed people who know our rights and our duties? Since 1844, Hillsdale College has sought to educate all who wish to learn about these timeless principles of self-government. For more than 50 years, the college has worked to spread that mission by sending Imprimis, their Digest of Liberty, to millions of Americans, including me. Imprimis features some of the best speeches given at Hillsdale events, and now an audio version of the popular speech digest is available in a new podcast of the same name. And like print publications and Primus, the podcast is always free. You can hear the best arguments from speakers such as Christopher Rufo, Molly Hemingway, Mark Stein, Hillsdale College President Larry Piarn, among others, read by Hillsdale students. I started listening to Imprimis, and now my friends at Hillsdale, and I want you to listen for free as well. You can subscribe today to listen at Primus at charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. They do an excellent job. It is the best college in America. Hillsdale College, charlieforhillsdale.com. Joining us now is Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, who has made some big headlines on the UFO hearing. Ana, welcome to the program.
Hey, Charlie. Glad to be back.
So let's play cut 103 and we'll go from there.
You know, Martha, after everything that I've witnessed over the last couple of months looking into this, as well as being denied access to information at Eglin Air Force Base, only to eventually see images for my own self and to draw that conclusion, I do believe that there is other life out there. I also believe that it is possible that the U.S. government is back engineering potentially technology that's not from this world.
Oh, those are some big statements, Anna Paulina. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it started really a couple months ago. Myself, Representative Gates and Burchett, had attended a whistleblower investigation at Eglin Air Force Base. And whistleblowers had come forward to Representative Gates' office. And ultimately, long story short, we were stonewalled from even accessing, speaking to those individuals. The Pentagon got involved, the Department of the Air Force. And the fact is that the military has to be held accountable and answers to Congress, not vice versa. And so when you have members that are being denied access, that's extremely problematic. And so ultimately, we decided to come to Washington. We did follow up, and you saw the results of that hearing.
Yeah, so let's play cut 104 to continue. Play cut 104.
I just wanted to follow up on Representative Raskin's questions. In the last couple of years, have you had incidences that have caused you to be in fear for your life for addressing these issues?
Yes, personally.
Okay. Yeah. I just want everyone to note that he's coming forward in fear of his life to put in perspective, if they were really not scared about this information coming out, why would someone be intimidated like that?
So Anna, I want to just make sure your position is clear for our audience. You do believe that there's extraterrestrial life that our government has made contact with on this planet?
Yeah, per the testimony that we have seen, per the documentation, and upon our investigation, absolutely. And I just want to be clear that myself, Gates, Burchett, Representative Moskowitz, we had all worked very hard on this hearing, and actually it was scheduled about a month in advance. And so to hear this information come out, especially being acknowledged in the congressional record, I mean, a lot of people might think that it was coordinated to fall on the Hunter Biden stuff, but it wasn't, and it's pretty scary when you think about it.
So let's go through just some of the evidence that you guys have come and been aware of. And so for people that did not watch the hearing, what do you think are one of the two most pieces of compelling evidence to support that?
So we had two of our three witnesses that were pilots, right? They came forward with eyewitness testimony and footage. So you had the two pilots that filmed not only the Tic Tac video, but the gimbal video. And under oath, they actually stated that the technology that existed in the vehicles that they were chasing was not known to anything that they know that humans can produce. And then you had another individual who was an airline pilot, Graves, who said that he had whistleblowers coming forward, 30 to be exact, commercial airline pilots that are reporting these things, and actually gave an in-depth description of one of these UAPs, which was pretty alarming. He said it was about, I think, a football field in size cube that was caught over Vandenberg Air Force Base. And then, in addition to that, you had Graves, who came forward stating that not only was he aware of people that have been, this sounds so crazy, but murdered to protect a secret, but when bipartisan members requested information in a SCIF to get this briefing, we were denied access even then. So this is a bigger issue, an issue of transparency, an issue that the military is essentially hiding information, and that information should be readily available and accessible to the American people. But also, we have a massive issue with national security, and that was also mentioned in the hearing, that these pilots cannot defend themselves against this technology that exists.
So these seem to be three very credible witnesses, and it's been very interesting to watch the media's coverage, non-coverage of this, because it hasn't really been met with the necessary, like, widespread mockery that you would have expected. There were a couple articles here or there, but largely, Anna, it's just kind of been ignoring it, honestly. It's just kind of like, oh, yeah, alien
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's what it seems.
What's your take on that? It's been really strange. It's been very strange, actually.
Well, I think that they're having an issue addressing it, mainly because there is such bicameral and bipartisan support calling for basically transparency from the federal government. But also, too, when you think about what was stated on witness testimony, I mean, my goodness, Charlie, I felt like I was in the script of a movie or something. You have people coming forward saying that they're in fear of their life. People that have brought forward evidence that has been acknowledged and released essentially by the Pentagon, right? Like the gimbal video, the Tic Tac video, that was all acknowledged by the Pentagon. And then you have an individual who worked, basically also a military service member, who has filed a legitimate complaint with the Inspector General, of which we're currently trying to obtain to release that information to the American people, that has come forward and acknowledging under oath that there's other biological entities that our government has apparently obtained. And so when you think about that from a perspective of, okay, well, like, how does that address any of the issues that we're seeing right now in our country with inflation or the Biden corruption? I think that this is a really big thing, mainly because it's bipartisan calls for for transparency and ending essentially what could be a massive cover-up. And so we are working together to get to the root of this. I know Representative Gates and Representative Burchett and myself are both asking for a select committee so that we can investigate further. But, you know, it is extremely alarming, Charlie, when I had a general tell me that I didn't have access to see information and talk to witnesses, when I do have the access on that. And as you saw during the testimony that Representative Gates gave, Gates even called out that general that he was essentially lying to us about our clearances.
Yes. So then,
in an effort to hide information.
So let's just build out the significance of this. Do you speculate if there is non-human life that is, you know, on the planet, and that why then would the government be lying about it? What is the motive for covering it up? Help me understand that.
According to the testimony of specifically Grush, it's that there's a lot of There's a lot of control mechanisms in place, and then there's also an issue that people at the higher levels of this compartmentalized information maybe think that the American people are not capable of comprehending or understanding that. And I would argue the exact opposite. You know, you have other governments across the world, the UK, Chile, Brazil, different programs that are set up to investigate this from a scientific perspective, but also to be transparent with their public about what they have found. And yet the United States seems to be the only one that's really pushing back and trying to gaslight, you know, the country. I think that, you know, when you're talking about full transparency, if we're not able to share this with the public, if elected members of Congress are being denied access to investigate legitimate claims that pertain to national security and safety of our citizens, then are we really the republic we think we are? And I think the answer is no. And so it's important that, regardless of party affiliation, that we are holding these individuals accountable, and that we can at least release that information to the public.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Anna, is that this is a total third rail thing, and now it's just as mainstream as it can be, and the media is just kind of shrugging their shoulders. Let's play Cut 76. UFO whistleblower says that non-human biological pilots from crashed crafts.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
Who in the government, either what agency, sub-agency, what contractors, who should be called into the next hearing about UAPs, either in a public setting or even in a private setting?
I can give you a specific cooperative and hostile witness list of specific individuals that were in those.
And how soon can we get that list?
I'm happy to provide that to you after the hearing.
Super.
So just kind of give us a little inside baseball as we close out here, Anna. What's been the reaction, the chatter amongst colleagues, and are you fearful that there might be some retaliation against those of you that are leading this charge?
So as of right now, right after the hearing, I think, you know, leadership is probably wondering how it was going to be perceived. And as you saw, the media seems to have an issue hitting it altogether because there's so much bipartisan support for it. But, you know, there was also members from other committees, specifically House Armed Services, that came over that were Democrats that were saying, you know, we saw what happened and this is concerning and we want to help and assist. How do we get this gift for everyone that was in that committee? You know, as you saw, there were some members that participated, but I think a lot of members were maybe a little bit hesitant because, you know, there is a stigma that's associated with UAPs. And because of the reaction, people are realizing, all right, the reaction testimony and evidence that we have, there's something here. And so the follow-up is we're going to try to get that SCIF and at least gain access to the information that Grush had stated. And I do know that Representative Mace, who asked that question, is also working to obtain that list. And I think it's incredibly important, especially being that he also addressed issues with financials. I mean, he said that there was white-collar crimes that he was aware of in efforts to protect these programs. And so exposing all of that and getting to the root issues is something that we as investigators will have to do. Right now, because I am a member of Oversight and there is such support, I feel that I'm on the right track here and I don't feel that I'm in jeopardy. But what I can tell you is that I can't say the same for those whistleblowers. And as you heard earlier, I'm specifically concerned about Grush because he has credible and genuine fear for his life.
Makes you think, if it was all a lie, why would he be fearing for his life? Congresswoman Ana Paulina, thank you so much. Great work. Thank you. Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are starting it up. First of all, if you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this, live Q&As with me and the team, articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else, pre-show prep calls, and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day, and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff, but even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com. Remarkable amount of disagreement on the alien thing. I said this yesterday, I'll say it again. The audience is all over the place. Audience says that alien life is not biblical, which could be true. Other people say it's absolutely biblical. Talking about the Nephilim. C.S. Lewis, by the way, argued 50 or 60 years ago that alien life would not contradict any of the truths of the Bible. That's C.S. Lewis, the greatest apologist of the 20th century. I'm not a theologian, so I'll allow pastors and theologians to debate that. Other people say that this is a psyop. This is the government making us think that this is real when it's not. Other people say it's 100% true, and the aliens live among us, and the aliens are running our government. In fact, we have plenty of emails that are saying that. Other people say, Charlie, these are demons from the spiritual world. Others say, Charlie, I'm afraid that they'll say aliens are demanding we go green regardless of whether aliens say or not. I think they're going to roll out an alien as a quote-unquote smart leader, an ideal human in the coming years. Lots of disagreement from the audience. The most divisive issue we have ever presented on the Charlie Kirk Show. A new record. Email me your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. Adding to all the wackiness of the news, and we haven't even touched the Obama chef thing, which is just weird. It is just a weird story. Sad story and a weird story. Yeah, nothing to see there. Go look at UFOs. Okay. Is this hearing right now that is happening on the mutilation of children. This is going to be a downer segment. This is going to be a segment where you're not going to be left with a ton of hope. We'll build it up, but when you hear lawmakers that are parroting some of the most vile, medieval, and radical one-liners and narratives when it comes to chopping off people's parts, coming to men dressing in front of women, it's a downer, I'll be honest. There is no spin. Let's start with this one. Cut 87. Democrat Representative Mary Gay Scanlon says that gender-affirming care is essential to the mental health and well-being of trans youth. This health is tailored to both mental and physical health needs. Now, remember, just a couple days ago, we had Prisha on the program, Prisha, who is suing for all the damage. There are thousands of detransitioners that are suing. This is so cruel and unusual, and the Democrat Party says it's beautiful and it's wonderful. Play cut 87.
Access to gender-affirming care is essential to the mental health and well-being of trans youth. This care is tailored to both the mental and physical health needs of patients, as well as their developmental stage in life.
So that woman is Mary Gay Scanlon. Why don't we have her breasts chopped off? How would she like that? Oh, it's not essential for mental health? Does Mary Gay Scanlon have a daughter? So just castrate them. You want to get on Lupron? No, this is not medical. This is the modern equivalent of lobotomies. It's even worse, actually, believe it or not. Because there was some evidence to show that lobotomies worked 1 out of 3 times. Super cruel and awful. There's no evidence that this works. This is pharmacological blitzkrieg on the innocent body of a child. Jerry Nadler, play cut 88.
But the facts do not justify the fears that Republicans and their political allies gin up over the fairness of trans girls participating in girls' athletic teams, nor the further stigma it attaches to transgender children.
How about the Connecticut track championships? Any thought there? Men winning wrestling competitions. Obviously, Thomas. Any response on Thomas winning the NCAA championship? No, Jerry Nadler is just reading a press release. You know, biological men have won over 28 sports titles recently. Downhill mountain biking Canadian national championship. 6 Ivy League swimming championships. 500 yard division 1 NCAA swimming championship. This is the logical conclusion of feminism, though. Feminism is not about actually embracing femininity. Feminism was always about women, females, acting more like men. So they're just taking feminism to the next step, the next phase. Instead of embracing the differences between sexes, oh no, you don't need to stay at home and raise kids. You can go be a boss babe. You can go run a company. Feminism has led to transgenderism. So when people say, where are the feminists? They're in support of this, obviously, because feminists don't actually want women to be women. They want women to be masculine versions of their former female selves. That's why the feminists aren't speaking out against this. They've never believed in females. This is the stunning testimony. Paula Scanlon, listen to this. She was put in predatory environments. This is an unbelievable testimony. Democrats don't care. Democrats have never been pro-women. They are pro-women becoming men. They've been that way since the screed of the feminine mystique of the 1960s. Play cut 90.
My teammates and I were forced to undress in the presence of Leah, a 6'4" tall biological male, fully intact with male genitalia, 18 times per week. When we tried to voice our concerns to the athletic department, we were told that Leah's swimming and being in our locker room was a non-negotiable, and we were offered psychological services to attempt to re-educate us to become comfortable with the idea of undressing in front of a male.
Re-educate us. That's not Maoist at all. Attempts to re-educate. We are going to re-educate you, citizen. This all goes back to the toxic seed of feminism. Feminism was trying to convince girls to have multiple sexual partners, to convince girls to go put priority in corporate work first. This is the next phase of feminism. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Email me your favorite movie that you've seen this year. I'm curious. The first couple people to do that will win a signed college scam book, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.